Blog Talk Radio.
In April 12, 2023, I have released the album Hollywood Dreams Forever, part of like the 9 albums that I've released, you know. There's also an album including legacy songs. It's got like rock songs and stuff, blue cover. It's been released in 2021, but I released so much music, Hollywood Dreams Forever. You see my videos on Vevo. Those are ones I can really in YouTube, whatever videos. I made so many videos, but I made so many songs. Even my keyboard. I've been writing songs. I've been releasing songs for the last 10 years as a singer or as a songwriter. If people are interested in me as a songwriter, yes, I am open, but I don't want to, you know, I just did a podcast about people, you know, looking at me as this little person to step on to steal my song and get a sample and make some money off. Committing fraud is wrong. That's wrong. If I didn't authorize it and I didn't sign anything, my songs, I own everything. I want to let the whole world know my songs are fine to be used, but you have to contact me directly if you want to use them. I've written songs with bands. I don't know what happened to those songs. I did shows, a lot of them. I paid my dues, you know. So. But Hollywood Dreams Forever is there. It's kind of different because it's not as rock, but I sing rock, you know. When I first came out here a long time ago, I was downtown OA. I had my suitcase. I wanted to be a rock singer, and I was a rock songwriter, and I didn't make demos right away. I needed to find a place to live. I was homeless. I was so fearless that within 2 or 3 years, I got rejected by several little and big record labels in Hollywood. And my heart was broke, but I hung in there. And then I tried to experiment with pop music because the rock labels rejected me in West Hollywood. I mean, they did. I mean, they did in the valley. But I can believe, I still believe that I can make it, you know, and I got with BMI right around the same time. It wasn't directly. I didn't go to BMI. They came to me. I didn't know what BMI was. I thought they could help me get into business. And like, nah, I was on my own. I had to find a publisher. I had to find collaborators to get into the next level. But I didn't really concentrate on it because I was in L.A. too much. I was in L.A. and I couldn't find a place. So I went back to New York State. I was in upstate New York and thought by myself. I was all over the place. I was even down in New Jersey. And I was in New York City. It didn't work out. I even got rejected by a New York City label, SBK Records. But that was kind of like a small label. That's the one with Vanilla Ice was on. You remember him, Ice Baby, you know. You remember him. But I still hung my head high. And I kept writing songs and still believe in myself. I didn't get no record deal. I thought this probably was over after doing it so long. And then I didn't get signed. So I was like, I better go back to college because they didn't sign me. You know, that was the thing, you know. It was like, and then I got on two or three compilations. I sung on a Sunset Strip in the 90s and in the 21st century. Yes, I did. Finally got there so I could get signed. No one gave me a chance, not even as a songwriter. Going on stage and singing, I got used to it. I enjoyed it. Being in bands, they never worked out. They always broke up. And so I paid my dues. I went from homeless to having a place to live, and then I can concentrate on all that other stuff. Oh, and I got rejected by Motown Records. That was accidental because you know what happened? when I was in Hollywood and in the early 90s, I bumped into Motown Records by going into a building. I had no intentions of going to them because I was like, I'm into rock, you know. I wanted to be, you know, like GNR, and, you know, I wanted to be Motley Crue, you know. You know, that's what I wanted to be. And I was like, I'm a rock singer, you know. But I sung a tape, and they rejected it. And there was a glam band, and you guys put on a bunch of makeup. And I was like, you know, I was going through a hard time because, you know, I was going through all these issues with homelessness and being alone, and I was having my issues. I was like, I didn't want to be – I auditioned, and they chose someone else to be the lead singer. And they said they were going to get signed to a major label. So I don't know what happened to those guys, but if they made it, good for them. I hope their dreams happen. I always wish people their dreams happen. I met all kinds of artists out here. So I tried regular bands, punk bands, regular rock bands. It didn't work out. So I was a solo artist, so, and Hollywood Dreams Forever is here. But I wanted to let you know that I released my first album in 2014. Took me a very long time, 20 years, 23 years, before, you know, coming out to L.A. until I first released my album. No one signed me. No one signed me. But I wrote everything. I learned to be a songwriting, I will say, I wanted to tell you, it's so important to music. I you know, when I came out here, you know, the glamour, the attractive to glamour, be on stage. So be on stage and sing. But it's not just that, which I realized I was singing. It's like when I was writing the lyrics, the words to the song that I had to sing. So, and the appeal, rock and roll wise or pop, to the record label, because the record label, the song is so important. That's the first thing, you know, the commercial appeal. I wasn't into commercial appeal. I was into just blurring it out. And then I realized, oh, I have to write a song for commercial appeal. So, but I had to be true to myself. My songwriting is very, at first was a mixture. You know, it was started off as like when I was in rock, I was like running like grunge. So if you think of Nirvana, Pearl Jam, so you hear Trauma, or if you hear Tragedy Is Not What I Am, or if you hear Outkast, that's kind of like Smashing Pumpkins or Nirvana or something like that. Because I was living it. I had a very difficult life. I had a very, very horrific childhood, early adulthood, homelessness. I was alienated. I was an outcast. No one wanted to be around me. So I was going through all these issues. So I wrote it in that way. And they thought it wasn't good enough. It was too negative. But when you realize it, when I was first released it, what was going on at the time was when you hear Garbage or you hear Nirvana, if you hear Ho, if you hear, they were writing the same way. So the rock labels didn't even give me a chance. So I was very sad, you know. And I was like, you know, fragile self-esteem, but I hung in there. So I finally got my records out. So I'm glad to write. So songwriting is so important. So if you think about being an artist out there, consider songwriting, because it really can enhance you as a singer or a musician. And realize the importance of what you're writing. So if you just wrote, compose the music, keyboard, like I compose keyboard or, you know, use a drum machine or whatever, you know, realize what you're doing, you know, with the song. If it's really what you really are, you know, and it's come from the heart, then that's all that matters. Because I'm going to say this, what I did when those rock songs came from the heart, I lived the horror life, traumatic experiences, being victimized, being a victim of crime, targeted, alienated, you know, targeted by criminals. And it's still going on. Trauma is what I lived. But it's from the heart. But I realized from the heart, could be different from what those record companies want. So I write, I don't want to compromise myself. So I still write something that I really can like. It's so important, you know, and you know, I just wrote the lyrics. I was looking at something about the art of the lyric, and I was like, you know, it comes from the heart, you know. Because I pick up and I have thousands of, I wrote thousands of songs, and a lot of them have not been registered because they're all lost, you know. How can I write a song when I didn't have, you know, only have a tape recorder or, you know, and work with a group or something. I wrote songs with groups, and they were lost or whatever. So I got 400 songs on BMI. So being a singer and a songwriter go hand in hand for me. But if I was recognized as a singer, that'd be great, an artist. But if I was recognized as a songwriter, that'd be great too. The songwriters go hand in hand with singing or playing an instrument. It's just part of it's what you hear, what they're singing, what words they're singing, what kind of melody is played. It's so important. And, you know, it's really, I just realized that, you know, I realized that a long time ago, actually. Sorry to say that. I realized it a long time ago. Because it's like this, there's another artist who's involved in that song who's not on stage sometimes. You know, the artist could write their songs, but sometimes the artist write with somebody or sing somebody else who is not there. It just gives them the song. I admire a lot of songwriters, you know. Even if people think they wrote something superficial or whatever opinion they have, no. That's why I think like Diane Warren or Desmond Child or Max Martin. Then there's Babyface, Reed, and then there's Jimmy Jam, Terry Lewis. They wrote a lot of great songs. There's so many songwriters. Bob Dylan, you know, the Beatles. The Beatles are so successful. You know, 19 songwriters, John, Paul, and George. I mean, they wrote a lot of songs. And, you know, it's like, you know, when I was started off as a musician, got into music, and then I wasn't aware of songwriting until, you know, I realized that I was like, okay, yeah, what is I'm going to sing? You know, it's like, yeah, you do a cover, but what is I'm going to sing? I'll have to write the lyrics. So the lyrics and the music is so important, you know. It's the words that the band or the singer sings is so important in the music. The music, the, you know, the sounds that engulf the words you hear with the music, the colorful fly, the whole song, that's so important. So the composing and the lyrics are so important. They're so important to contemporary music, pop, rock, country. So for me, I got on Spotify what I've written with all the albums. So if you look on Spotify, you see Dove Knight. It'll say written by Dove Knight. And when you say written, it means I was involved in the songwriting. So when I see like John and Paul, you know, they're a band, they're artists and everything. But then I realize those two written, you know, they had 20 number ones. They sold billions of records with the Beatles and solo. But when you realize it, it's like, okay, with those two in the same band, one wrote the lyrics and the other one wrote the music or vice versa. And you know, it's really interesting. Or Bob Dylan, I mean, it just makes the artist fully whole. So for me, you know, written by Dove Knight, you'll see all the songs I've written. Some of these songs I've just written on my keyboard, you know, in my home, you know, I've written. I did not go to the studio. I was in the studio for years, you know, making it. There are some songs I did not release. You know the song, Because You Are Gone? There is a version with my voice on it. Maybe I'll release that, but I don't know where it is. I may have lost. I don't know. But I'll let you know. As again, I don't think so, but it's already out there. But I am involved in every song that you hear. that have been released, the pop and the rock. It's the inspiration. I got better at songwriting, writing different types of songs. And it can be improvising, you know, come up with a song on the spot, you know, sing out the words or whatever to, you know, taking my time to write it. When I went in the recording studio, it's totally different because it's a, I'm paying, you know, in the studio the money and then I'm involved in the songwriting. So it has to be done like so long. It took me like 15 hours to write a song in the studio. And then I was like, oh, I want to go on stage. I was so tired. So in the 90s, it did. 21st century, 2021, 2020, it takes 7-8 hours. So singing was easier over time because the exercise is I wait till the end to do the singing. But I'm already tired, so I can't hit the higher notes. So my voice is deeper. So I started singing much higher. At times I'm like singing so high, and then I go. So vocally it's a variety, because the truth is I use my voice not just to sing but as an instrument. The vocal ability is really the most important thing to me because it's an expression. Because I can use the piano. The piano is so important because I write the songs. But it takes time. So I had to come up with all those keys to write the song, So there's some songs I didn't finish, but I wrote a lot of songs just by playing the keys and coming it up with all these melodies and then writing the words with it. Or just write the keys and just do what I need to do. So that's the music part. You can hear that, like, some of the songs I've written, like, I Wanted My Dreams to Come True, which is just a keyboard melody and a drum machine, you know. I've written the whole thing, and I do have words. I Wanted to Make My Dreams Come True. It was just a keyboard melody, and I do have words about going for dreams, the starving artist thing. The studio, you know, there's like two versions of I Want My Hollywood Dreams to Come True, and I Want My Hollywood Dreams to Come True Part 2. You can just look at the copyright and check these out. There are some songs that are put under unpublished, but they don't copyright, you know, they copyrighted. I Want My Hollywood Dreams to Come True is where I just wrote the whole melody in these words. You know, the starving artist thing, you know, all the years of starving and still hoping for that dream come true, having inspiration. Then the studio version is different, where I go and there is another person involved. So still, I got the keyboards, the melody, my melody is on the keyboards, and I use the same words, and I just sing it. I sung that in one take because it was during COVID, and it's like something was going on, so we had to work on it, and one of us was not well, COVID, and the other one, I was the one who was well, so unfortunately, I had to like, okay, you know, this go here, the drums go here, you do it quick. And that person's no longer in LA. But being a musician and being a songwriter is so good. I've been doing it for a very, very long time. I still hope to get recognized for all the years of struggle, and I haven't. You know, but at least I got it released. I really work hard, and some people say, well, I'll go. I truly do. I perform. I was out, not just out in the nightclub not too long ago, but also when I do those podcasts and you hear me sing, people heard me sing, or you heard me play basic jam and I released it to the public, or if you hear me sing a podcast, I perform live. So it's about that dream, you know. You can check out what songs I've written. You're interested in me as an artist, contact me. Interested in me as a songwriter, contact me. That's my dream. I realize that as a songwriter, I have to write about different things. I like to be positive. So if you hear me, you know the song Tragedy Is Not What I Am, the rock song? It's really very positive. It talks about failing in school, which is true, and meeting some person that was a drug addict, which is true. In the music industry, there's a lot of drug addicts and alcoholics. And when I was in West Hollywood hanging out and trying to sing and trying to make it, I met some people, tried to be friendly, and they were stoned. And they tried to bring me down. What I mean by that is they tried to sabotage me and use me and whatever. And that's why I say I abstain from drugs and alcohol. But a lot of artists, it is true, mental health issues, alcohol, drug addicts is very common. You know, it's like the creative process of being a creator, singer, songwriter, actor, whatever. And again, you know, it's not worth, you know, having a short life or you know, and for me, I already went through a lot all these years, and I don't want to go through any more. You know, I abstain from it. Life is too short. But my songs are about overcoming obstacles. Tragedy is not what I am. It's about overcoming obstacles. Like I write, but I prefer to write about love. Forever on through time is meeting the right person and falling in love and being with them forever. The soulmate in a rock version. It's got more popularity than I realized, and it was on the compilation. And a radio station wanted to put it on there, a major radio station in L.A., and they decided not to at the last minute. And it was very disappointing. As a Hollywood hopeful, that was painful. I spent all those years. And to be told that, and they liked it, and they turned their, you know, there's not much I could do. The compilations I still have, and I've done a lot. All of performing, I paid my dues. Because I realized, because, you know, I had to put in the pain in order to get the gain. And, you know, I wrote a lot. Hope you consider listening to my songs if you have any questions. Because my aspiration is to be a successful singer-songwriter and to make one of those little dreams come true that I had when I was a young person. I have that dream. You go for your dreams and make them come true like I hope mine's come true. Because we all deserve to be happy. Good day, good night from Dove Night.